Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, for I am gracious and merciful.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became the sign of Nineveh, who will the Son of Man be to this generation? At the judgment, the queen of the south will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. But there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah, they repented. And there is something greater than Jonah here." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus is coming not to give judgment, but forgiveness. As the prophet Joel says, "Even now, return to me, to the Lord, with your whole heart, for I am gracious and merciful." The time of Joel is the people suffering under the natural disaster. And Joel told them, "Because your sinfulness, that you have to suffer now. But God is merciful. Repent." The same, the message of Jonah. Repent. And God is always waiting for conversion. Just as if God is preparing Saul to be his apostle, to be Paul, to preach to the nations. And just each one of us, we are sent by God. So before Jesus was lived into heaven, he said, "I send you to every corner of the world." So every corner, it doesn't mean all the bishops. All the bishops cannot go all the corners, except your people, to your family, to your classroom, to your office. I sent you there. And first Jesus says, "Live what I taught you." And then preach. And then baptize them in the name of the Father, of the Son, the Holy Spirit. So it's a sequence of conversion. Preach, first of all, you yourself being preached by the Lord. And baptize them. Renew in the Lord with His water, with His Holy Spirit. Today, we have to cleanse ourselves through the sacraments. Apart from baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist, also confession, it's part of the way that He gave us, because Jesus told the disciples, "Whatever you forgive will be forgiven in heaven."